Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Jackson is in studio, looking real humble right now.
Yeah.
Your mic's not on.
I'll get Jackson's mic on.
Turn it on, turn it on.
Hello, hello.
There he is.
Hey,
there
Jackson.
We go.
Hello. I come to you with my tail tucked between my legs. And I'm wondering what you guys have for me as far as punishments go.
Sounding like regrets over there, Jackson. That's what
No, it's just a healthy dose of motivation. It's just early right now.
All right, so set it up for everybody who might not have heard it, that you are, why you were coming in here asking for a little bit of motivation by humiliation.
Absolutely. So to give just a very quick recap, I have always been a pretty active person, but within the last 4 to 6 months, I've kind of dropped off of that. It's taken a toll on my mental health as far as my own insecurities go and the way that I see myself. And so I figured that it's finally time for a change. I came on here a couple weeks ago and told you guys about the whole situation where I did want to make some changes. And since then, I have almost done nothing. And so that's why I asked you guys to come up with some sort of punishment or incentive for me to actually get in shape. And the goal right now is to lose 15 pounds by the end of the year.
That's quite a steep goal, because we did the math yesterday and really doctors only recommend like 2 pounds per week. And we have what, 8 weeks left in the year?
It's basically as aggressive as you can semi-healthily go.
Do you have a plan more than like just working out, like diet, all of the things?
So I did sign up for a meal plan. So that is going to, I think, really help, because a diet's been a huge part of the reason why things have kind of gotten a little out of hand over the last 4 to 6 months. And so I think kind of taking a lot of the decision work out of the process is going to be the trick to this. Obviously, we're heading into the holiday season, so it might be a little bit tougher, of course, but I feel like if I can make it through this and achieve this goal, then it'll work out.
All right, it's your last chance to back out before we start throwing these punishments at you.
I already shook Christian's hand yesterday, so I think I'm locked in.
Do you have like a worst case scenario punishment, like something you really don't want us to say?
No, because then that means that's going to come up later somehow. So I'm going to hold that one to myself.
That's well played, though, have you?
I forgot to come up with one. This is my way of being like, oh, perfect. That was number one on my list. So I was going to give you something kind of easy, because I don't really believe in harsh punishments, because I don't really feel like those are good motivators. However, I do realize it would be a lot more funny for us to have a harsh punishment.
Yes.
So I was going to just give you dry January, because I feel like that's productive, right? Like if you don't lose what you want to lose, maybe you got to stay in a couple of weekends in January. However, I remember that your girlfriend looks a lot like Anne Hathaway.
Oh, no.
And Jackson, do you know what one of my favorite movies is?
What?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. Okay.
And
where are we going?
There are a couple of iconic scenes from that film. And I think it would be absolutely hysterical if you and your Anne Hathaway looking girlfriend reenacted a scene from The Devil Wears Prada for the Burt Show fam to witness on social media.
You're bringing her into this too, then.
Listen, she's got to be the one to motivate you.
That is very true.
She's your partner in this, right?
And to be clear, Abby's not saying you're going to play the role of the boyfriend. It's more like you're going to play Meryl Streep.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
You are playing the devil wearing Prada.
I see. Okay. Do I get a say in any
no.
of these, or
no.
are you guys just going to choose, or do I have to do all of them?
I don't know who chooses. Did we come up with like who's actually going to pick the final punishment?
Whichever one's the best.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have a feeling that's going to be Tommy's, but go ahead.
And that scene would be posted to the Burt Show's YouTube channels, and I'll probably run ads on it, too.
Profiting off your humiliation.
It's going to get demonetized off of what I do to it, but we'll see.
The punishment I came up with was in line with what Cassie had to do. I thought that would be great to have you on YouTube dancing to whatever song we chose in your drawers while your girlfriend records it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I didn't go as nice as Abby did.
That's pretty rough.
We just really want to bring your girlfriend into this.
The thing is about that too is not only if I don't lose the weight I have to do that means I'm already not going to be feeling my best, and then I've got to strip down to my underwear and dance.
I'm pulling all of the motivation out of you. I can't, Jackson.
Well, welcome to the club. That's okay. What happened to me. My idea is taking the billboard idea but upgrading it, so you'll have to pose in your underwear with a Santa hat and Cheeto fingers and chocolate smeared across your face, and it will be shown at a major sporting event in Atlanta as an ad for the Burt Show.
Oh, damn.
That's crazy.
So I don't know how the sports seasons work. I don't know if it's Atlanta United, the Hawks, the Falcons, but you will be up on the Jumbotron in a Santa hat and your underwear for the entire stadium to see.
I say we wait for the playoffs, too. A little more intense around that time.
Santa hat and underwear weren't enough. I've got to have Cheeto fingers and chocolate on my face.
Look, you got to go all out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Listen, if you don't want to be shown to the public with Cheeto fingers and chocolate, maybe don't do it in private for the next 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that is totally fair. Did I hear Tommy came up with something?
Tommy, do you a bird have one?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, over my illustrious radio career, I used to do a lot of stunts in the beginning as a young producer.
Like getting shot.
And I have collected many costumes, so to speak, over the years. One of which was a chicken thong that I water skied in. I will not be making you wear that because my junk's been in it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I do own an adult... We were doing a topic, and we found out there's a fetish where men like to wear baby clothes. And so I have an adult baby's outfit. I don't know what you call it.
A onesie?
With the hat, the rattle, everything.
Pacifier shirt.
And I'm thinking you have to wear that out on a street corner.
Oh, I like that.
He's going to get arrested.
For the entire show.
For the whole show?
For the whole show.
There you go.
The picture in the diaper wasn't enough, apparently.
No. Nope.
Back to the baby stuff.
Hey, okay. You asked for this.
You're right. I absolutely did.
Hey, at least you're fully clothed.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Fully is a stretch.
Yeah. And, well, we should also point out, it's probably going to be January when you pay this bet off. So it's going to be cold outside.
You know, I forgot that humiliation was the big part of that whole title that I saw on the schedule. Yeah. I was thinking maybe like a skydiving or like something like that.
That's like a thing people pay hundreds of dollars to do.
This man want
to
have some fun.
Yeah. I want you to fund my vacation.
Okay. All right. So how are we going to choose?
That is a great question. You know, we could put a poll up at theburtshow.com and ask on social media which one he should do.
I say the listener should decide.
All right. We'll put a poll up at theburtshow.com and you guys can go and vote on what Jackson's
It doesn't matter what you choose because I'm losing this weight, so it's all good.
And we do have a dark horse because Bert still gets to throw his in.
True.
Ooh, oh, my God. Are you regretting this at all?
No, I'm hoping that this is the kick in the ass that I needed to, you know, get this going and for me to lose this weight. So I'm really hoping that this works.
Now you realize, so you could win in life, but still lose the bet. Like you could lose 13 pounds. You could lose 14 pounds. Didn't we say 15 was the goal?
15. So that's on you. You choose that. You could
lose 14.9 pounds. We will still make you pay off this bet. Because you didn't hit 15.
The full 15.
So what we'll do is during one of the commercial breaks today, we'll go downstairs to the gym and I will weigh you. There's a sliding scale weight thing. You'll stand on it. You can take your shoes off, whatever, but we'll take a photograph of your outfit as well and of the scale. And then at the end of our season, like your weight loss season, we'll go back same outfit or at least the same shoes. And weigh you again.
So there's no like rounding or, you know.
Nope, no rounding. Nope.
15.
15.
Okay. We clear?
Clear.
Clear.
It is said.
It has been said. It has been done.
The Burt Show.